No, I don't.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
It'd be a pretty pillow slip.
Well, we're talking about beads now.
No.
A woman's wearing beads around her neck?
Oh, beads. A string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really...
Man whooped him.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Knees.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
He's just a raw bone or something like that.
A raw bone?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know any other words for a stingy person?
Well, you just say skin. He's skinny, you know. You say that.
Oh, well, now I'm not talking about being thin. I'm talking about somebody who doesn't ever want to spend his money. Somebody who's real close with his money.
Oh, he's stingy.
Okay. Do you have any other words for a stingy person? You say he's really a...
Well, you can get out one. You can call him mighty close. You can call him that.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes and is just sort of half-dressed. You might say, that person really looks...
Well, he looks bad, you know.
Okay. Well, do you have another word for that, to mean that somebody's just sort of half-dressed? And...
Well, if he wouldn't be raggedy, he wouldn't be... I couldn't call the other part.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really what?
She's got a dress, you know.
Okay. And if you were talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
Yes.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
Yeah, just like they're talking about me.
Yeah. And what word would they use? He's really...
Well, you just said he gets about young.
Okay. Well, now, I suppose you were just going to use one word, and you were going to say, he's something for his age. You say, he's really...
Well, I can't call that like it ought to be.
What?
He's really difficult
for his age. Oh, no. No. Mm-mm. You'd say someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Well, he's feeble.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
We'll call him pickerel.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a cricket, but something else.
A grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say, the car skidded on the ice and went, what, across the highway?
Yeah, skate.
Okay. Let's see. What about an explosion? If something explodes, you might say, the pieces of metal went... If they went off in all different directions, you'd say they went, what?
I can't even how to tell that.
Okay. What do you call an old house that evil spirits might live in?
Old house?
Uh-huh, that evil spirits might live in.
Well,
children might be afraid to go into a...
Oh, yeah. I'd call it that's a handy house.
Okay. And let's see, somebody might be afraid to walk through a cemetery because he'd be afraid he'd see...
Well, I'd see Hanks or something like that.
Okay. What do you call something like a black cat or something that people say brings bad luck?
I don't know that part.
Okay. What do people call a person who causes bad luck to happen to other people?
Well, some of them call them conjurers. I don't know what they call them.